This is Unleashing Leadership. I'm your host, Travis Moss, and we're on take three of this stupid episode. It's me and Dave, our co-host. We've given him the perk title co-host because apparently I've been getting it wrong for the last couple of episodes. He was our special guest, then we made him the furniture, then he was a co-host, then it was back to being a special guest. I'm sorry, Dave. I just suck at intros. My wife does the same thing. We'll be out someplace and I forget somebody's name and I forget to. So I'm hoping she'll put her hand out to shake hands and introduce herself, and she'll just sit there and stare at me until I admit that I forgot somebody's name. And I'm just horrible like that sometimes. Not that I forgot your name. I wasn't saying that. I was more saying that I got to script out the first two sentences because it's like, the show starts and just going, what are we doing here again? I think sometimes I introduce the shows, ditch the suits on accident. I don't know. I think I've done that once or twice. But
yeah, he stick to the script.
All right. So perks matter. You are now the co-host. All right. What are we doing today? We are talking about management success, measure results against objectives, management of team, innovation, and infrastructure for the future, working with peers. We've done this now. This is the third time through. I keep screwing it up, so we're going to do it again. We've talked about baseball in some of these. I talked about all kinds of weird stuff in the other ones. We're going to probably hopefully try to keep it on point. This is brought to you by NQR Media Inc., where we unapologetically bring to light things that need to be talked about. See, I even have to have a script for that because I can't remember who NQR is, even though that's my company and I created it. It's not just my company. We have shareholders. So we've got Steve and Hector and Tyler and a bunch of other people involved with it who are doing good work. But shout out to everybody at NQR Media who's doing a good job, even though I can't get the script right. So anyway, Dave, help me out. Save me. I'm drowning. This is pain. Are you cringing?
I'm just going with it. Take three. We're getting further away from the point.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this because... Yeah, I laid a big freaking egg on the first couple. It hurts to sit right now. The egg was so big.
Where do you want to go with it?
Let's talk about the fact that we've got this. We talked about the manager. We've talked about manager's creed.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about leading indicators before. I've talked about them. I don't know if you've talked about them, but leading indicators, we talk about them all the time at work. And then we talk about numbers. Numbers, the end result, what most businesses are managing. You keep asking me, your question is, over and over again,
what are companies doing wrong when they're measuring success of their management team or just overall?
Yeah, they're focusing on the end numbers. They don't care about what happens, how you get there, win's a win, no matter how ugly it is. Mm-hmm. We just want the damn numbers. We don't care how they come out. And the problem with that is you sacrifice your future for that. You always, It's like, I got to get the quarterly results in or I'm going to lose my job, lose my bonus, lose my health insurance, whatever. My boss is going to call me up and yell at me. So screw the year. I got to get the quarter done. I'll figure out the year later.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what? I just got to end the year good. When you focus on numbers, that's fine if you're not going to be around very long.
Right.
Right. Or if you don't care if you're around long. So either you don't care or you don't believe you're going to be around long. So then just by all means, focus on the end results and screw everybody else that works with you and depends on you. That's fine. Go ahead and have fun with that. Mm-hmm. But if you do care, if you do care and if you do see yourself being around long term, then we get into these leading indicator things.
Right.
And we talk about these all the time, kind of like these are in alignment with KPIs, right? Key performance indicators.
Yep.
All right, so hit us with some wisdom on that.
Well, I think this is even kind of to your other point, when you're just focusing on the short term, what you create this cycle of creating fires to then just put them out, I think, right? Like, yeah. You talk about kind of sacrifice the rest of the year, make sure Q2 is good or Q1 is where we need it. And you're probably going to create quite a few fires if you do that. That either you're going to have to put out, your team's going to have to put out, and then you just keep distracting everybody from the long-term goals and what you're actually trying to accomplish as a company. the bigger picture. So you're essentially just shooting yourself in the foot with that, because you're going to just be creating fires to put them out.
Yeah, that's a good point. That did not come up in either of the two takes we already did.
Yeah,
look at that. That was good. So yeah, so if you bowl in a china cabinet, you know, like your quarter or your year or whatever, you got to get through it, and you smash everything up, and you're basically just lighting fires all around you.
Yep.
Maybe your best people are going to be quitting because you pushed them too hard. You know, maybe your best customers are going to leave you because you tried to sell them too hard. You know, all those types of things that can happen mm-hmm. when you're pushing, basically. You know, I think from sales, it's kind of, and it doesn't matter if you're in sales or not, everybody's selling something. If you're in charge of a team, you're selling the culture of the organization or the mission of the organization to the team members, right? So you like, when people push, when they are, you know, projecting, trying really, really hard for a sale, it really kind of, it burns people, you know? And so you're definitely gonna have fires there. But leading indicators or KPIs, key performance indicators, are those things that if I wanted to think about not what would get me the sale today, or not what would make my business hit its numbers today, if I want to think about what would be all the things that we would need to do so that in 10 years we could be triple the size that we are from now, or quadruple the size, or whatever I wanted to do, right? Mm-hmm. What would I need to do to get there? And so the answer wouldn't be, oh, we need to sell a whole bunch more products. Right. I mean, that's the trivial answer, but but how does that happen? Oh, well, we would need to build out more infrastructure. We need to recruit more talent. We need to train the talent. We need to build systems. We need to, you know, better processes, better technology. Mm-hmm. Then once we hire the people and we train the people, we need to have some standards in place. Like, we want good communication and continuing education and those types of things. So you start to kind of like back up all the way to the beginning, or, you know, the genesis of the idea. Like, what actually is the chain reaction that unlocks the actual growth or handles the actual growth?
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the focus, right? When that's what your focus is, you can concentrate on the factors you can control. So what's the flip side of that, right? If you're just looking at results and that's the goal, here's the results, here's the sales, here's the numbers that we hit, you could essentially do everything right and you still might not hit those numbers for outside factors that are out of your control, right? It could be a, you know, an economic type of crisis going on, or something that
natural
happens.
Disaster, just something right.
And that stuff's always out of your control. So if that's your focus, you never have control over that outcome, full control, right? There's always going to be the factors that it's just, you're leaving it up for chance. But if you shift that and the focus is always on the process that will get you there, right? The development, the process, the training, everything that you just mentioned, all of that is in your control as an organization. If you continue to improve on that and develop better, whatever your product or your service is, the people, that is always in your control. And that will get you the results you need. Right. So that's where you want to focus. You want to focus on what you can control. And that's going to make you better as a company overall.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you can control how what you're doing when times are bad. Right. Mm-hmm. And instead of, you know, being maniacal when times are bad because you're scared, because, you know, you could lose your job or your bonus and all that kind of stuff. It's like, okay, where can we actually work to improve our infrastructure so that when things aren't bad anymore, we're in an even better spot? That's a completely different mindset. But while you're saying that, the term that came to mind was a misery index. Because I've worked at places before where everything's focused only on the short term. It's all about I worked at one place. We had to give a quarterly projection. We had to give a monthly projection. We had to give a weekly projection. And then we had to give daily projections. Like, right. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Right? And most of the stuff we couldn't control. You know, like, what's the point of all those projections? And interestingly, those types of places, because I've worked at two different places very similar to that. I would also say that there's a, you could say there's a misery index where everybody's just freaking miserable, but there's also a drunk index, you know, where you could rate everybody's drinking problems. And there's also, and you know, ladies listening to the show, forgive me for this because I know there's women in finance too, and they probably have the same problem, but there's an ex-wife index or maybe an ex-husband index in there. Let's just say ex-spouse index, right? Nope. From a standpoint of if the misery index is high, you're probably drinking more and getting divorced more. I mean, that's just my experience in this and, mm-hmm. and seeing how people are operating in some of these organizations. And the misery index is always high when the focus is always on the bottom line numbers and what's going on this month, this quarter, this year. When there's an over-obsession on it. Same thing with stock prices. Companies that are over-obsessed with their stock prices. Are you freaking kidding me? You have almost no control over that. Yeah, people get, you know, insanely depressed over the or upset about those things. And it just doesn't make any sense. They just don't understand, you know, really how it works in the grander scheme of things. And they're obsessed with every movement. Howard Schultz's book, he's the founder of Starbucks. I read half his book. I had to put it down. Every freaking other page, he's talking about stock price. Like that somehow matters. Oh, right. Good for you. You know, the stock price moved yesterday. Like it didn't move like every single day, you know? And right. It's just like, get over it. Get out of the way. Stop focusing on the final number. Now, and what's interesting, like in his book too, he actually inadvertently is talking about the leading indicators. He's innovating product. He's mm-hmm. talking about, you know, we discovered, you know, the Pike Place coffee blend, you know, and how great this was. And we were going to do food, but we wanted to make sure that, you know, the restaurants didn't smell bad when we made the food and all this other stuff, right? So those are the leading indicators. Those are the things that you know, those are some things. Because also people development, education, communication, all those other things are important too. But those are the types of things that lead to future business. They lead, but you know, how do you get innovation? Mm-hmm. Like you don't have there's a lot of organizations that don't have any innovation at all. They just wake up and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, and they're not even doing that well. And they never develop, right? And then there's other organizations that are always coming out with new stuff. And why? Well, it has to do with the environment that you create in your organization and how you motivate and incentivize your people or how you allow your people to participate, let's say, from a creative sense and from a governance sense within the organization. And that's very deliberate. So what would you be tracking in that would be different than what you're tracking if you're worried about, let's say, how many loans you closed by the end of the quarter, right? If you're worried about how many loans you close, you tend to track, well, how many loans would be closed or how many you know, applications did we do? But what if you tracked competency levels based on training and skill development? Well, this person developed these three skills, and we know when they get to skill number 20 that their production actually goes to the roof. So I don't actually have to track their production. I have to track their skill development, and then I'll have their production, which will naturally hockey stick as those, you know, that skill development happens, in which case that also gives you room to not be frustrated with somebody when they take time to get going. Like you said before, sometimes you're going to have, you know, it's going to take a while to win mm-hmm. and you don't just like throw the baby out with the bathwater. You have to realize that, well, we're building here, we're building an infrastructure, you know? And then that gets us to the third component, which was manager's creed, which you kind of like alluded to in a previous episode, but let's talk about that for just a hot second. And where that lives in this.
Yeah, I think, you know, that the manager's creed that we talked about, that's literally talking about focusing on the process, right? Because what do we say when you and I talked about that, Travis, and as we're developing it to roll out to our management team, we said, you know, we agreed that, hey, we're going to have some results that maybe we don't always love or, you know, get to a point where maybe we could have done something better or different. But if our management team followed the manager's creed, the principles within it, and that's mm-hmm. how they're operating, then we're okay with it, right? That's a lesson learned and we move forward from that.
Yeah, it keeps them focused on the KPIs in the first place, because the natural tendency is to revert and like panic and go, mm-hmm. well, we have to fix the numbers, right?
Right.
And not trust the process. So the manager's creed is kind of like Ray Dalio's principles from Bridgewater, where he kind of establishes, you know, these are the principles that we expect our people to kind of live by here. So it's kind of like virtues, a little different. But so the principles are, you know, focused on, like, for instance, one of our principles is that I will hold myself and others accountable for their responsibilities. And that sets up the behaviors that are required to see through on developing leading indicators. Otherwise, it's like you can say, well, these are leading indicators, but the reversion is always going to be to look at the numbers and right. say, well, I'm not getting enough numbers fast enough. And it's like, okay, keep developing the KPIs, and here's how you discipline yourself to focus on the KPIs in the first place.
Yep. Focus your energy on the things that you can control.